everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all you across this great nation. Obamacare enrollment projections shy of the 7 million, so the VP is sent to lower the expectations for the amount of people who ultimately be signed up when it's all said and done right before tax time. In the meantime, a little bit of a scare for some. The FCC pushing for access into our newsrooms across America or not. The FCC says, whoa, trust us. That's not what we're trying to do. But can we really trust the that's not what we're trying to do scenario? I'm not so sure about that. There is big concern, and for a very, very good reason. And if you were 101 years old, think about this for a second. Close your eyes. I want you to do it. Oh, I know you're closing your eyes. What would it be like? Picture yourself right now at 101. Would you run for Congress? A 101-year-old man is running for Congress in Florida. He may have a good chance to win. First, we go to the Biden deal and lowering the expectations for Obamacare. Even though they say things are surging right now, the president, the vice president, suggested during a stop in Minneapolis that the totals are probably going to be lower than projected and said, you know, initially we talked about 7 million people. We might not get to 7, but we'll probably get to 5 or 6, and that's an incredible start. What looks like success? It used to be 7 million. They were pushing that 7 million, 7 million, 7 million, 7 million. So anyway, here's the number breakdown just for grins. 3.3 million in the federal and state exchanges, 6.3 million in Medicaid, the health care program for low-income Americans. And a nonprofit health care firm says the number of new signups in Medicaid from Obamacare is lower than the 6.3 million. That it's about 1.8 million people who are new to the program. The rest are just the regular churn and burn, so to speak, the people that are in and out, that go and that are there all the time. So if the vice president is right on the numbers, and only 5 million sign up for private exchanges, fewer than 2 million newly eligible enrollees enter Medicaid, then they're going to have a hard time coming up with the original projection of 16 million, because that's what the other total was, by next month. In fact, I would feel pretty confident to say that's not going to happen. So what gives? Are people willing to take the fine by the IRS? Are they sitting back and saying, whoa, not for me? The projections are low. I think because of some of the stories that have come out about, for one, the problems that people are having. I say this all the time, but I'll say it again. It's given out in love. If somebody approached me on the street anywhere in the world and said, hey, you're American, why don't you have health care for everybody? Don't you think everybody should have affordable health care? I do. This version of it, not working. Is there a way to do it where it's not poor medicine and doctors are fleeing in the droves? I can't answer that question. I've looked into it. I've taken the Rubik's Cube, and I've turned it in every direction I can possibly think. And it is such a mixed bag out there. Whenever I find someone who says, no, I love it, man, it's great, it has changed my life, because I can get insurance, I can afford insurance, I'm getting doctor care, it's quality care. Those are the people that need to write me emails at americatonight.net or call the show at 855-266-5283, because I've heard the opposite from most people. I would say 85% of the people that I've heard from on America Tonight do not think it's that much better, do not think they're getting anything out of it. And more than, oh, give me, give me, give me, here's my premium, it's unaffordable for a lot of people. And insurance wasn't unaffordable for some of those same people who are saying that. And that's too bad if you fall victim to a policy that other people are having problems with. There's no words for that. You have your health insurance, you're fine, it's working great, and then poof, the trigger is pulled on something completely different, and now it's no longer really seriously affordable anymore. All right, the scare was once again over the fairness doctrine. Of course it was. And the Federal Communications Commission's doing a study, they say, that would send researchers into newsrooms across the country. Because they say they're going to tweak the plan because it doesn't go far enough. But the director of the Radio Television Digital News Association said what it really needs to happen is it needs to go in the trash. The FCC, of course, has raised the hackles of so many of us after proposing a study of critical information needs, which one dissenting commissioner said would let researchers grill reporters, editors, and station owners about how they decide upon the stories they're running. How do they come up with the stories that they're running? So the courts have struck down the fairness doctrine. And any attempt to revive it, the FCC says no, it shouldn't be attempted by the FCC or any other government agency, and they're not interested in doing that. They're not interested in having that happen. In the meantime, new news out of Kiev. What's happened in the Ukraine is crazy. All the bloodshed, the amount of people, the death toll. It's too bad, because how did it get this way? I mean, it's just like someone lit a match and then suddenly there was the explosion and you couldn't save the people who went down. So the Ukraine president claims a crisis deal has been reached after dozens of people were killed in clashes. That they're going to get it done. That they're going to resolve the conflicts, the areas that are not seeing, it's not falling into place, in other words. They're going to sign the deal. It should be happening Friday afternoon. The opposition and the European ministers brokering the talks, because that was part of the problem. Not so good there. You've got 101 people dead. Police that have just left. Street battles all over the place. And the support for the president seems to be weakening a little bit. 77 people killed between Tuesday morning and Friday. The U.S. reiterated they would work with the European allies to resolve the crisis. And it is a crisis. So we don't want to see a foot completely in the middle of this, but if there's a way to do something where it doesn't have to come down to that, bravo, that's what they want. That's what they want. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says Russia will try to do their best to fulfill its financial obligations to the Ukraine, but said Moscow would hold back on further bailout installments until the crisis is resolved. I'm resolved that we're going to the movies, and we're doing it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Let's talk to the projectionist, Nathan Reeder. Are we ready in the big house?
Oh, yeah, movies.
He likes movies. I like movies. We all like movies. I like when people are grumpy and say, well, I never go to the movies. But then they go to a movie, they see a movie they like, and they cannot stop talking about it, especially these days. Because you know what? If there's a movie that looks like it's good, but you're it's too much money, it's a hassle, whatever, then you make a note of it, and when it streams, when it comes out, you can catch it that way for like $1.99. All right, so this one they're pumping out all over the place. Kevin Costner must need money because he's all of a sudden in all these movies, including that Jack Ryan movie. So this one is 3 Days to Kill.
5 minutes from now, this team will save thousands of lives. Under no circumstances does this briefcase leave the area, or it's war.
He's on his way.
Good or bad, when you work for the agency,
all teams in position,
it becomes your whole life. No easy answer.
I was going to ask you to look after Zoe while I go to London for work.
I can handle it.
You have to make me a promise. Are you done? Are you really done working for them?
What's happening to me?
You're sick, Ethan.
But I could offer you an experimental drug that might just give you your life back.
So I buy back my life. I hate killing for you.
That's the job.
You have 3 days to kill.
You know, a lot of my friends' dads are in sales. Not one of them dresses like you.
Zoe?
I want to make dinner tonight,
and I want to make spaghetti sauce, so I need your help.
Just so happens I'm in a meeting here with the real live Italian. He wants to give you a great recipe. Why don't you say hello to my daughter?
Hello, I am Guido.
No, but I am sure that if you don't try this drug, you'll be dead in 3 days.
You said there'd be one guy.
Not five.
You might want to ride home.
Did you hear that?
The spares was in the trunk. I'm trying to have a conversation with my daughter. I'm sorry, sweetie. Now, where were we?
All right, I think you get the gist. Pretty self-explanatory. Kevin Costner trying to do both things, be the cool dad, but yet be the secret spy at the same time. Looks like a lot of action, and it could be pretty good if you like the spy stuff, which I do. So I would probably be somebody who would download this, I bet. That's what would happen with me. $1.99. Kevin Costner looks pretty good. Yeah, I'd probably go that route. All right, this next one should be pretty popular, certainly with the 20, 30-something crowd. I think it's called Pompeii.
It was the jewel of our empire.
People of Pompeii!
Place of corruption.
Kill them.
Temptation.
That slave looks at you as if he's in a dream, Cassia.
And a battle.
What is your name?
My name is Milo.
For survival. Tomorrow we fight. Slave that live earned their freedom. From all corners of the Roman world. People would gather here.
What is this?
It is the mountain.
For all our strength.
Can you feel that?
We lived in the shadow of a greater power.
Oh, okay. Adventure, Milo, a slave, turns into a gladiator who is simply invincible. Ooh, sounds good. Finds himself in this race against time. Has to save his love, Cassia, who is beautiful, stunning, and he does not want to lose her hand. PG-13, 3D, Kit Harington, Emily Browning's in it. It should be a pretty big hit with the crowd that I just mentioned, especially the whole 3D thing, which is so big. I take those glasses off my head. I swear I must be getting older. I feel like I'm like seeing in five different directions. All right, our final one is called Barefoot.
Hey, mind locking the door on your way out?
You aren't going to buy me breakfast, are you?
No. I know where you work. I know where you live. I know where you gamble away money you don't have.
This
girl has spent virtually her entire life inside the house.
Besides not liking shoes, I think she's highly functional.
Your brother's getting married next week. Get a tux and fly to the party.
I'm coming with you.
Hey, Dad, I've met someone.
You should bring her to the wedding.
We'll be there.
Mom, this is Daisy.
This is the South, so you'll have two rooms.
I wouldn't stay in the same room with a man.
Yeah, we haven't.
Perfume.
That's pretty much what it costs.
I never danced with anyone.
Well, what about school dances?
I didn't go to school. You're so skinny. You can see your bones.
Thank you.
She's cleaning the bathroom.
My mother said that this is how you earn love.
You just love people because you love them. And that's it.
I have never had champagne before.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Not what I expected.
She's very beautiful.
She's got me rethinking my future.
Where is she? You're facing serious charges.
Hold on!
I can't do things like other people.
What do you think you've been doing? You flew in a plane, you danced at a wedding, you even outsmarted a state trooper.
He wasn't very smart.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Beaver.
Beaver was my daddy's name.
There's a thing.
Got it.
This is the best day of my life.
You like Mr. Wheeler?
I don't like him. I love him.
Daisy, you can do anything. You just have to want to.
What's the matter?
You're standing on my toes.
You gotta love someone to love yourself.
All right, so there, you know, that's like a teenage movie, and it's a movie that probably you're dumping somebody off of outside if you have a teenager, is what I think. I don't know that you'd even rent this one. You might have a grandchild that's a teenager, and this would, even preteen, this would fit right into their wheelhouse. And you know what? Sometimes you have to do that on a Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, I wouldn't suggest it. Of all the movies on the list, it's probably the weakest. When in doubt, go back and look for some of the bigger movies that are up for Oscars, like 12 Years as a Slave, American Hustle, Captain Phillips. A lot of people like that movie. I thought it was pretty well done. That's my suggestion anyway. All right, we're throwing it over to the other side. Hang with us.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those places in between. I have a great recommend for everybody. It's called The Inside Out Speaker, Untold Truths and Strategies on How to Be a Better Speaker. And here's the deal. I like this man so much, and I like what he wrote, that I endorsed the book. He actually, I'm shocked, but actually took my quote and put it on the cover of the book. So, wow, I feel really thrilled by that. I have to tell you. And this whole thing of speaking in our lives, all of you know this listening to me and all the nooks and crannies. At some point, you know, they say the biggest fears we have, of course, is death, taxes, and public speaking. But all of us are pressed to speak at some point at different things in our lives, whether it's interviewing for jobs or PTA meetings or standing up in front of a group to give a presentation that has to do with your job, or maybe not even your job, just something else that you're doing. So it's funny that people feel that way, but speaking is so vital. It's communications. It's what we do on this planet. So in our virtual green room, we have the man himself, Kurt Boxdorfer, who is the author of this book. Kurt, thanks so much for spending time with us on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. And I want to say you did a great job with the last name. So good job.
Do people butcher your last name a lot?
Oh, yeah. They probably butcher it more than they get it right. But, you know, it's kind of enjoyable for me because I kind of enjoy the struggle that I'm about to see when somebody meets me for the first time. So, you know, I don't want them to feel bad. So usually I'll just smile at them and move on from there. So.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, don't feel bad anyway, because, you know, it's like Delaney. Could there be an easier name than Delaney?
Yeah,
I've had people. No. I've had people call me Delaney, Delancey. I mean, seriously, you'd be surprised.
I'll trade you at any time. You just let me know.
So, and when I was thinking about your book in the beginning, I was thinking just from the from my mind thinking of speakers that I've watched since I've been a kid, different people, places where I've been. And I came up with, to me, the best speaker I ever saw, and I was very surprised by this, I guess, in a way, was at my college graduation. Catherine Graham, who was the editor, was the publisher, really, of the Washington Post. You know, they were famous for the whole breaking the Watergate scandal and all that. She was really a good speaker. And I think part of the reason is because she wasn't so far above it. She just was really funny. She had funny stories, and I thought mixing in those stories made her become very personal to all of us. And it was a giant crowd. There was, you know, thousands of us. And
right.
that speech
right.
to me was the best speech ever. So I was wondering,
right.
your favorite speech. Do
what,
you have a
favorite
speech? Yeah, your favorite speech. Was there anyone you ever heard
no.
speak that you just...
I was thinking you might ask me that, but, you know, just like you said, the individual you just heard, you weren't expecting her to knock you off your feet, were you?
I wasn't expecting that.
No, you weren't. And I'm not sure if I really have a favorite one, because to me what kind of hits my button is when somebody really makes me think. I like people coming in kind of from the back door. I like walking in, sitting down, and really not expecting much, and then somebody just, you know, doing it for me. And it's because it made me think and take me to places I don't usually go, because, you know, I'm stuck inside me 24 hours a day. So for to me, what gets me going is somebody taking me somewhere where I'm not. So I don't really have one answer for you. And it kind of comes down to where I am, you know, in my life. What worked for me 10 years ago, what may have excited me in a speech 10 years ago, is probably different for me now, because I may be looking for different things.
Yeah, well said. Because I think that's the way a lot of people go into those kind of things when they're actually hearing someone speak about something. So you heard me talk in the beginning about that at some point in our lives, you know, we have to speak, and there's all different ways you could go with that, even if it's just for job interviews. And I think your book, after reading your book, I think that your kind of book is not for the speaker. I'm just a speaker and here's some things I can do. It actually has amazing tips that can help anybody who has to be in a situation where they have to, frankly, communicate. And you gave us a little glimpse of that when you said, you know, you want to, you're looking to be surprised. You come in a different way
right.
when somebody speaks. So do you think that's also an element people could apply to their everyday lives?
I think it is something that can apply to their everyday lives. And the best way to do that is probably, and it's kind of what I try and do in the book, what I'm trying to do is to get people to really examine what it is that helps them best connect to their audience and to the people they're seeing in their everyday lives. Hey, you know, there's a reason that you're connecting with your listenership. Teachers, you know, why are they doing such a great job with their students? You know, why am I able to connect with certain neighbors and not able to connect with others? And it's because I've discovered that there are certain things that work for me. So
yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question or not. But
no, it does answer my question. So when you say there are certain things that work for you, is part of it putting yourself in the shoes of the other person?
Well, that's, yeah, absolutely. But what works best is when you take yourself away from trying to impress people and just concentrate on being who you are. You know, listen, you've got lots of fans in your life. You've got your friends, your family. You know, they're people that love you, and they're people, there's a reason that people love you. And that's because you're relating to them in a way that means something to them. So what you have to do is take yourself out of you and concentrate on them. And once you find yourself concentrating on them, and before you know it, you're in what I call the sweet spot or the speaking zone. And, you know, before you know it, it's kind of like highway hypnosis. You're 10 miles down the road, and you've had a wonderful conversation, and all eyes are on you.
Yeah, boy, that's true. I like that. What'd you say, call that highway hypnosis?
Well, I mean, to me, that's kind of how I metaphorically put it. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. You're up there talking, and before you know it, you know, 15 minutes is gone, and you've had, you know, smiles on the faces and eyes, you know, all looking at you. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that we beat ourselves up too much, and sometimes when people strategize, they overthink it? Is there a moment that you think when you're speaking, you should just roll with it and kind of let it go? You know what you want to say? Just let it go. Do you think that that's a good strategy?
I do think it's a good strategy, but there are different strategies for different people, too. And we're all unique. We're all different. And what you have to do is really discover what it is that connects you best to, like I said, everyday people and your audiences. So really what you have to do, and that's kind of what I tried to do when I wrote the book, is ask the questions that I thought were important. It's not just how you're gesturing. It's not, you know, how you're walking or how you look necessarily. It's the behaviors and the values that you're carrying with your language. So, you know, what's important is really to come from a good place, the inside, your heart, your mind. Be truthful. Be honest who you are and what you think. And then before you know it, everything comes out a lot easier, and it's really more meaningful.
So when you look at strategies and you boil it down and you talk about it, you've given us some gems here, and really being meaningful is one of them. Not necessarily taking exactly what someone else tells you to do, but doing what you know works for you. What would be, and your book is loaded with them, what would be one of your biggest takeaways? If somebody read your book, what do you think is one of the takeaways you want them to have?
Boy, there's a lot of takeaways, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's one that's really a standout. Everything kind of has to work together, and they're going to work together for different people in different ways. But kind of the thing that I like the best, and I led off with it in Chapter 1, it's about intentions, and it's about the language that's coming to you. How are you being communicated to? Are you always being told, you know, you're wonderful, you're great? You know, that was, you know, I couldn't have said any better. Is that really the best advice that you could be getting? Or would you rather have somebody be totally honest with you and tell you straight up, you know, what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong? Me personally, I'm a pretty direct person, so I would like somebody to be honest with me. Mm-hmm. So in order for me to be a better person and to, you know, be a better speaker or a better just communicator in my life, I'd like to know what I can do to be better.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I hope it is.
Yeah, that's good. Some people would be the opposite way, and some people would absolutely rather just be straight, tell me so I can become a better speaker. What was it that made you decide, I'm going to put this together? I've got this book in my head. I've watched other speakers. You're an incredible videographer. You've certainly filmed many speakers. What was it that made you decide, I'm going to put this together?
I really think it was just inner frustration on some of the people's faces that I work with, speakers. You know, some of them are just lost. Some of them aren't really sure where to start, where to go. You know, Kurt, you know, helped me put this together in a way that really, you know, makes me shine and pop. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I can only do so much. I've got to start looking inside you, you know, and fixing what's going on with you. So, you know, there's a fine line between being, you know, personable and then being truthfully dead honest. So really the book is a way for me to say what's in my mind, but not have to look someone, you know, not have to hurt the feeling. So,
yeah.
You know, in a more, and even though I say in the book's very direct, and you know that I use very intentional language, but, you know, if you and I are talking face to face, let's face it, most people are this way. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. So I'd rather just put it out there, you know, here's what it is, and if you decide that you really want to be better, then take a look.
Very well said. Our last one, most important question. I know that you're big into baseball card collecting, and as you know, sports is partially my thing, no question about it. Do you have a favorite baseball card?
Oh, boy, I do. It's Reggie Jackson's rookie card, and I still have it when I was a kid collecting. And I used to, probably 7 years old, 8 years old, and I'd be there trading baseball cards with my buddies, and I could kick myself now because, you know, we're kids and we're not really paying attention to the corners and, you know, the shine on the top of the card. And I cringe when I look back and think how many great stars I could have traded away to my buddy down the block, you know. And then I look back and I go, oh, you know, Reggie Jackson's rookie card, that means a lot to me.
Very cool. I like that. I like that. You know what? My favorite card, I have Mike Schmidt's rookie card. He was a third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he was the guy that I liked. Yeah, and that.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. A Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah, Hall of Famer, and same thing. It's not in the greatest condition, but it doesn't matter. It's my favorite card. So.
Yeah, you're a Philadelphia girl, too, right?
Yes.
In your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Growing up there and watching so many of those Phillies games, no question. All right, pick up the book. It's great. Inside Out Speaker, Kurt Boxdorfer. Easy name to say. Come on, Kurt. Thanks so much.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wild.
Here we go again. Hitting those final couple of turns here on America Tonight. A lot of you emailing me still with the weather blues and mixing in some other interesting things as well. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This is from Stan in Illinois. He says, Kate, I find your brain to be very interesting, or maybe it's your mind. I love the way you talk about a lot of different things, and then sometimes we go down the road that is very familiar to many of us. Keep it up. That's my form of flattery, I guess. So here's my question to you. Immigration, I hear you talking about a lot. You mentioned you traveled with the Border Patrol, and you have some friends on the Border Patrol. You've talked about Arizona, and you've talked about El Paso, Texas, and whatnot. Do you really think we will ever have true reform in the ultimate sense of the word in this country? No. I mean, true reform anytime soon, absolutely not, because it's the hot potato that nobody really wants to dig into with election you know, with jobs on the line, with an election year, with the midterm elections and then the presidential election 2016. And I don't think it's just the Republicans saying, well, you know, it's about border security, who's coming in, who's coming out. It just seems to be stamped GOP. But there is something to that. It is about border security. Because if you don't know who's in, I've said this a zillion times, and I don't know how to say it any other way. Look, you don't know who's coming in. How can you possibly say that you can adequately find a way for amnesty reform, embrace the situation, stop trashing it, and figure out a way for integration? It's ridiculous to say that, which is why in other countries, listen, you linger, I linger. Oh, no, they'll find us. You could say, well, you know, the United States is big and we're bordering pretty much a third world country in Mexico. So it is different, but it comes back down to the same thing. Because laws weren't enforced, this is what you end up with. When you don't enforce laws, this is what you end up with, a catastrophe. If laws had been enforced in the first place, then the amount of people, even if we don't know the exact amount, wouldn't be as staggering as it is. I mean, these are the facts. They're not Democrat, Republican, independent. They're the facts. We don't know. How do we have no idea. You know what it'd be like? It's like festival seating, which was a disaster for a lot of concerts, where it's like first come, first serve, so an avalanche of people. But then sometimes, let's just say, the more crooked promoters in the music industry would purposely over-ticket venues because they were trying to get more money, and then there wouldn't be enough room for everybody to get into the one spot, to get into the one venue. And it's like that. We have no idea. Just let them all on through. It's like a turnstile. Picture an imaginary turnstile that just keeps clicking, 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 and no one knows. So resources, it's the same story. Resources, hospitals, schools, problems. You know, just when I think we're making some headway, I sat on a plane, you know, as you know, recently traveled, and I sat on a plane to, it was the first leg of my trip to Miami from Dallas to then go on to Grenada. As you know, I went to that virology thing at St. George's on that island. So on the plane, I sat next to this couple, and the woman started to talk to me sort of halfway through the flight, and somehow we got into this conversation about schools, and it turns out she was going to Grenada because her daughter was a student there. And they were talking to me about, or she was talking to me, and her husband was kind of nodding because he was a principal, and they were from Kansas City. He was a principal in the school. She was a teacher in another school district, and they were telling me the problems of what they were having with kids of illegals that were in the system, with the Spanish breaking through that and not wanting to not break through it, but having the problems with that, having the problems in the classroom, kids way behind and trying to figure out how do they get them caught up, and problems then also with the, and she said it was heartbreaking, problems then with food, with kids not being fed and not having the resources for the kind of program they needed, but then going outside and trying to find it, and just all the whole full circle, the problems that kept coming around because of that. And because of the no funding, obviously, in that direction. And said that it was nonsense if people thought it was getting better in the school district. She said certainly not in KC, in some of the areas where they were dealing with people who had snuck into the country, they were working, their kids were going to school, and how they could make them catch up and be integrated into the system, and how sometimes they could feed them. How they could feed them. So anyway, I digress. I went off on a tangent, but on the whole immigration thing. So no, I don't think it gets solved. Just a simple answer to the question, I don't think it gets solved in an easy way, and anytime soon, no. I don't think it gets I don't think it ever fully, there is no reform. I don't think there's ever fully going to be a reform. Let's put it that way. This one from Scott, who says, Kate, did you hear the deal about Fukushima, the plant? another radioactive leak has been reported. I remember when this story first happened, I was listening to your show. You were in Los Angeles, and you started to talk about it, talked about the reaction in L.A., how they were actually worried about high surf in Los Angeles, and they had police off over patrolling, trying to keep people off of some of the points there. And we talked often when I would call in about radiation making its way to the U.S., but how about these poor people in Japan? Yeah, how about it? They say 100 metric tons of contaminated water might have leaked. They think it leaked out of a tank. And the worst thing that's happened since last August, because last August they had a bunch of radioactive leaks that plagued the plant. And the Tokyo Electric Power Company said water overflowed from a large storage tank at the site after a valve was left open by mistake, and it sent too much contaminated water into a separate holding area. So they're doing things to clean it up and all that kind of stuff. And they just said, we apologize for worrying the public with such a leak. Water is unlikely to have reached the ocean as there's no drainage in that tank area. Yeah, are you believing everything that's coming out of that plant? And last August, it was pretty bad. So they're sloppy. I mean, they've been criticized for that. It sounds like they're pretty sloppy about the way they handle things. So that's kind of, that's not kind of, it's very scary, I would have to say. Let's zig over to this one from Jake in Austin. And Jake says, hello, America Tonight listeners. Wondering what you're thinking now as we get closer to another midterm election. I think you need to vote your conscience and look at the issues. And I hope that we have more people, no matter which way you vote, that actually go and vote this time around. We never, ever seem to have big turnouts. And I don't understand that. You've talked about that before on the show. Kate, why do you think that is? Because people don't like, well, one, there's no, and I wonder if this would make a difference. If it was the national day off, you know, if it was a holiday, some people say that because in other countries when you go and vote, it's a day off. That way there's no excuse. You have to go vote because you have the whole day. You don't have to work. You go and vote. And it's treated maybe a little bit differently. And I just think people get discouraged. They don't want to vote. They're apathetic. And they just figure, well, they're all the same, and I don't care, so I'm not going to go and do it. I'm not going to waste my time. And they don't want to have to go through the rigmarole of that, which is too bad, because you can even do early voting. You could vote on a weekend. I mean, there's certainly ways around it, and I would love to see that switch around. What if we had 80% voting, 80% of the American people voting? Can you imagine? Not anywhere near that many people vote in any of the elections. So sad.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.